Welcome to the end of the journey with Reinvent Yourself. The end of the journey of our, 11-week journey through different spaces and places of who you be. So the intention for this particular wrap-up call is just to remind you where you've been. So often we look at where am I not yet? Actually, I would venture to say that 99.9% of the time, where most of us spend our time and energy consciously and unconsciously, is where am I not yet? What is still not happening? What is still not working? What have I not yet manifested? How is my life still different than this other person's? And we'll pick and find something to compare it to make us feel crappy about where we are not yet. Once in a while, we have an opportunity to look back and compare ourselves to ourselves and ask, how far have I come? What have I moved through? What have I overcome? What has happened in the last 11 weeks that I was with differently than I know I would have been with in the past? So now I have an indicator that something in me is shifting. Now I can say, atta girl, there is things that you are learning about yourself and you are shifting in a way that works for you. Because who wants to sit in something that doesn't work for a long time? I don't know about you, but whenever I don't feel good about myself and my life, the conditioning and what most people do is we wallow in it. We like to slather it all over ourselves and walk out on the street and tell people all about it. That's what people normally do. And if you don't do it anymore, congratulations. I actually say you still do, because we all have a part of us that wants to be like part of a tribe of things that are not working and wants to be commiserate with. So the more work we do, the more we realize that doesn't work. Process quickly, move, raise your vibration, and look towards what is working. Appreciate anything that is indicating that things are working out, that things are getting better. One of my favorite sayings that I use with myself is, and it's not mine, I don't know who said it, but I promise you the person who said it is not alive anymore. So don't listen to any modern sages who say, this is my saying. It's not. I know it's a very, very old saying. The better it gets, the better it gets. The better it gets, the better it gets. And it always gets better. My better makes it better, and it creates better, and it births more better, and it's better, and it's better, and it's better. Even when I don't want whatever it is I already have, I don't want a better of that. I want it completely different. An overall experience of life gets better. My experience of life in this area gets better. I feel about myself better and better. And the better it gets, the better it gets, because better births better. In transformation, we actually say there is no more or better, because more or better just means that the current that the condition that we didn't want is still around. There is just more of something else or better something. But there are some exceptions to it. And the exception to it is when I say the better it gets, the better it gets, and a better births better. Okay. So being in recognition of yourself, being in appreciation of what you have learned, overcome, and earth it, uncovered, celebrated, witness yourself through. So just for a moment, I'm going to bring up a few areas because I want you to, and now you do it your way because you had your own experience. So in your own way, now or later, whatever works for you, find a way to have a little bit of a journey. Have a little bit of journey where you begin to understand what has changed, what has shifted, what you appreciate yourself for. I even keep a journal of anything that I shifted my belief about, anything that I see differently now, anything that I am with different, anything that that I move through differently. I keep a journal of these things. I don't write everything, so don't be so impressed. I don't write everything, but I try to write as much as I can. Why? So on the days when I feel like my life isn't where I want it to be, or on the days, in the moment, because it's not even ever days, it's moments. Whenever I feel like my life isn't where I want it to be, or I look at somebody's life and I compare the worst of mine experiences to the best on their Instagram post, right? Have you ever done that? At those times, I reach into my chest of evidence that actually things are working out just great. And things are working out just fine. And everything is working out exactly how it needs to be right now. So I'm going to do a quick journey of the steps that we've taken, areas that we've gone through. And you can do it now or later. Just bring up one instance from each area, if you can, that you remember you overcame, you moved through, you healed, you accepted, you celebrated about yourself. Like, let's say you are like, you really dug deep and you're like, oh my gosh, I've been a lot on the master path of this area. Like, wow, yay, amazing. Why? Because now you're giving evidence to yourself that it's totally possible for you to be in master path a lot of times in many different areas. So we started the journey with the schools, school of service, school of love, school of peace, and school of wisdom. Every single one of these schools is a way of being and a way of bringing in certain frequency to planet Earth as human beings at this time. And whether you are in one or two or four schools, there is no right or wrong or good or better. Whatever school you are in, we are all in a school of humanity on planet Earth. And you probably have heard, maybe some sages use the term of the school of Earth, the school of Earth. Like, we are here to learn something, to experience something, and then to bring it into our completeness as a whole, not as this one separate individual having this experience. So, journey through four schools. What have you discovered there? What do you appreciate yourself for in any, all of the schools? And then we moved into the left Jupiter, left index finger, and it was all about personal power, my personal power in my life with myself, with what I create. And the right index finger about the power in the world, where we are completely shifting the meaning of what power is. There are still people who believe that power is a bad thing, that still live in the definition of power in the old paradigm, where we are, and you already are, on this new side of understanding what power is. It's power to create, not power over. And that's where we are as humanity, learning who we are as powerful creators. But we can't if we still hold power as something that's bad. Power just is. So what have you learned about yourself and yourself as a powerful visionary in the world? And then we moved into the middle fingers. Left and right, we'll work with together for a moment. We worked with the right middle finger and then a left middle finger, my worth and value, and the worth and value of my work in the world. Isn't it fascinating that it's just two fingers and they don't even talk about money, even though money is part of this area? Money really is part of all of these areas. But so many people just like focus on money, 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 money. And believe me, I want them to. It's part of my mission that people know how purposeful and prosperous they can be. So worth and value of who I am inherently as a human being. I have a worth and value just because I breathe. There is a worth and value to me being alive, otherwise I wouldn't be. Universe doesn't exist for kicks and giggles. Meaning, oh, let me see how much I can create with this screwed up person. That's not how universe, God, source, divine works. God, source, divine, universe creates itself in expressions that always contribute something that's meaningful. It is up to us to own that we are valuable and worthy, that our work is valuable and worthy, and then find evidence of that. So then we moved into creativity, our expression as creative human beings, as those who constantly create something out of nothing. Technically, every single moment, moment to moment, doesn't exist until you create that it does. Moment to moment doesn't exist until you create it. And either you create it from the past, or you create it from your desire as something that would not otherwise have existed. Moment to moment. In this moment, you can choose to create something. And I don't mean a painting. I don't mean a meal. I mean using your ability as a creative being and create the next moment into something that is completely unpredictable. What were you going to do next moment? Do something completely different. Do something that is really out of the box, moving into the left, right? The left ring finger. Innovate something in this moment. It doesn't have to be big innovation like when light was invented. Your innovation in this moment could be, wow, I was just going to go and do laundry. You know what? I'm going to go make a phone call to somebody and invite them to do something with me. Ooh, you just innovated in that moment. It wasn't going to happen. What was going to happen is another load of laundry, because that's what you do always at this time or when something happens. And that's not what's happening now. Innovation. And of course, spreading it all the way out into innovating something new in the world that supports people. And again, it doesn't have to be light that changes trajectory of human experience. It could just be innovating an experience that brings people together in some new way that wouldn't happen otherwise. And then we moved into our pinkies. And in pinkies, we talked about communication, expression through our throat chakra, but not just throat chakra, but all of our being. And we talked about speaking, communicating, and the healing power of that, and the healers that we are. And what is ours to communicate? What is ours to bring in as a healing space, modality, experience, energy, frequency, embodiment? And then we moved on to thumbs, the left thumb, the matriarch and the patriarch. Just because we talked about matriarch, because we mostly speak to women, it's the same as patriarch, the energy of, and not in the patriarchy, the way that it was, you know, created as the old paradigm. Patriarch is the healthy. Matriarch is the healthy expression of mother-father energy. Mothering and fathering, the inner parts of who we are. Self-esteem, showing up worthy in our community, tribe, and family. Claiming our place instead of asking and begging and hoping. Claiming our place in a tribe. Powerful. And then the right thumb. Captain of the ship. Captain of the ship. What's my ship? What am I steering? Every single one of us has a ship. Some ships are, you know, gigantic cruisers, and some are the underwater torpedoes. It doesn't have to be deadly, but they could explode everything to make a space for something new. Why not? That's not negative. That's creating something. But first there needed to be space. So here I went, blew it up. So something new can be created. Really powerful. Successful versus failure. Am I willing to see myself as success no matter what I see as evidence, and then look for evidence as a result of it? So whether you do it now, pause the recording, or do it later, I'm inviting you to just give yourself a minute maybe journal, maybe make a list of just, even if you don't have to write paragraphs about it, but just record somewhere so you can appreciate yourself with evidence, everything you have unearthed, and who you became on the other side of this experience. How much can change in 11 weeks? What's possible in 11 weeks? What's possible in 90 days, basically? And if that was possible in 90 days, wow, what can I do in a whole 6 months? For the rest of this year, when I'm recording this, we are at a midway point of the year. What could happen? What could I create? What could I accept more of myself? And thus, what experience would I be having in the world? So if you do it now, great. If you do it later, amazing. I'm inviting you to do it. Appreciate yourself and write it down. Record your wins. Record your successes. Record your appreciations. Be grateful to yourself for that. And as I wrap up this recording, I want you to know that it is my deep belief that God, Source, Universe, Divine doesn't punish us and doesn't look to teach us lessons so we learn. Like when you were a child and your parents said, great, you got punished. Did you learn your lesson? It's not like that. The lessons that we learn are only for us to learn something about ourselves, how we handle something, how we move through something, and who we truly are. Universe, Source, Divine, God doesn't put conditions on us and says, if you do this and you do it right, then I will reward you. We do it to ourselves. We are the ones who put conditions on our life and say, I only can have this if I XYZ. So in this moment, I'm inviting you to just look at the journey of reinvent yourself as a space where you learned something about yourself. You didn't become better. You were already that. You just saw it, acknowledged it, became aware of it. And things you liked, you decided you will not bring forward. And things you didn't like, and things you liked, you decided I'll be more of that. That's all that happened. And this is available for you always. There is no DT looking at us saying, you've been a good person. Wow, now I'm going to reward you. Don't expect and feel entitled like some golden rainbow should be walking around in golden halo. You already have that halo. Are you willing to accept that you do? And that whatever your life looks like right now, what if you just begin to stop suffering? Suffering is a choice. What if you just accepted everything as a beautiful experience? What if you just for a moment in this moment, and just this moment, I know it's really hard when you go back to your troubles to believe that. But just in this moment, you said, wow, what a gift it has been so far to be in the world, to experience everything I've experienced. I am so rich in experience. I have such a vast dichotomy of experiences. I am a walking paradox. I am so rich. I am a walking kaleidoscope of events. Some felt better than others, but wow, how rich I am. And just for a moment, touch something inside of you that deepens your appreciation for who you are. For raising your soul, S-O-U-L, hand and saying, all right, let's go. Let's have this ride. Let me see what I can contribute, even if I don't like some of it, even if I don't like most of it. What can I contribute? And contribution looks like having an experience and not wishing it away, but wishing to draw fully from it, be bigger through it, learn most from it, and then bring it back into the world as a richness of who you be. I thank you for being on this journey, for taking yourself on. I acknowledge and appreciate every single aspect of you that you brought into this space. And believe me when I say it's just a tiny, tiny aspect of you that has shown up. You are more vast than you could ever imagine. you are bigger than any aspect of you could accept right now. So know that whatever you have already unearthed, whatever you have moved through, is just a tiny part of you, no matter how big it felt. And the reason why I say it is not to minimize your experience, but to open you to a possibility. How much bigger, richer, deeper can my experience get? And let me tell you, bigger, richer, deeper doesn't mean you have, how much money can I have? How much trouble can I have? Because with every experience that you desire will come something you will get to grow through. It's part of human experience. Suffering is what we called it. And by wishing it away, we are stuck in suffering. But imagine if we didn't have to suffer through experiences and we saw it all as a beautiful discovery of who we are. Isn't it interesting this isn't working out right now? Isn't it interesting my gut hurts so much from what's happening? Isn't it fascinating how deeply I can feel the pain of what's going on right now? Wow, what can I unearth from this deep, deep well of sadness that I just tapped into? Wow, what's sitting in there that I get to bring forward? Can you imagine living that way? Can you imagine appreciating everything? Can you imagine not wishing any moment away? Stretching into, what am I here to unearth and discover right now? Wow, the depth to which I feel the pain right now, the sadness right now, is the depth to which I'm going to feel the joy on the other side. I'm already there. I'm just sourcing the experience that's going to give me a powerful contrast. I'm wishing you that kind of perspective, that kind of ability to choose in a moment, that kind of awareness. Rich doesn't come from the size of your bank account or how beautiful your Instagram photos are. Rich comes from the awareness of wealth and richness that you are, comes from ability to see the depth in every single moment. I wish that for you with all my love, appreciation, and gratitude. That's it for now.